Drones are so much fun to fly, but what about when you're in an office building or at a concert or somewhere where they say no drones? Wouldn't it be fun if we could use that great drone camera on the ground? Our friend Austin Butler has figured out a way to do that. He's got a $50 attachment, and he's going to tell you all about it. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. Austin, the floor is yours. Tell them about your new product.
Awesome. So Polar Pro is proud to just recently released the Katana, which is a Mavic tray for the Mavic Pro, and allows you to just really harness the power of that camera and that three-axis gimbal while on the ground.
It turns the Mavic Pro drone, which sells for $1,000, the best-selling drone out right now, into a land camera. So that same fluid cinematic look that you get with the stabilizer up in the air, you can now get on the ground.
Right, correct. So like you mentioned, in places that are no-fly zones, national parks, national monuments, concerts, populated areas, you aren't able to actually fly in those locations, but you can still use the power of that gimbal and of that great little camera on the Mavic.
And it's a $50 attachment.
Correct.
It's not like dragging a gimbal, which can be kind of bulky.
Right.
The stabilizers, the Osmo's $299, the GoPro is also $299, but you'll have to own the Hero 5. Right. But they're big. They're big sticks. Yours folds, doesn't it?
Right. Right. So it allows you to just streamline your equipment. So if you're backpacking and you just have very limited space in your bag to be trekking to the top of a mountain, the Katana is going to be great for taking both your drone and a camera that has the ability to shoot on the ground.
Okay, and finally, this new drone is coming out in June. It's called the Spark. It's a $499 drone from DJI. It's smaller, and you get to fly it with hand gestures. What do you got in the works for that? What are you dreaming about?
Well, we already have got filters available for pre-order on our website, as well as a soft shell case. So a lot of the solutions that we have been providing for some of these other drones, we're bringing to the Spark as well. So each drone has its benefits in very specific situations. And the Spark is so small and compact that it's easy to take anywhere with you. So we're bringing the filters, the high quality glass that we have offered for other drones to the Spark as well.
All right. So for all the people that want to buy your stuff, they go to polarpro.com.
Polarpro.com.
And one of the greatest drone clips I ever saw was in Monument Valley. You shot it and you posted it on Instagram. Tell people how to find that.
Right. So just outside of Monument Valley, we found an area called Valley of the Gods. And you can check out my Instagram at Butlercini, BUTLERCHINI. Been a nickname of mine for a long time. But there you can see a lot of the trip that we did through Valley of the Gods, capturing some great content. You'll also see, if you subscribe to Polar Pro's newsletter, I was there with one of our pro team ambassadors, Jeff Calhoun, who's a very high-level professional using drones and filming documentaries. And we will have some blog content and a film coming out through the Polar Pro channel.
Isn't that the great benefit of having your own photo company? Is you can finance a trip to Monument Valley and it all works out.
Exactly.
Because you can show off your stuff and it's part of the job.
Exactly. So especially when being so passionate about just capturing better content, our slogan is capture perfection, because we see it as the endless pursuit of trying to get a better image every time you go out. You're always looking to capture something better than the last time you went out to fly. So, that was a trip where we went to try to find something that people haven't seen from the perspective of a drone. We will continue trying to identify locations to do that and bring awareness to these beautiful locations.
Where's your next trip?
Going to Iceland here pretty soon.
Right. Very popular for photography.
Yep, definitely.
I'm going to Banff in June.
Oh, wow.
Late June, so that should be fun, too.
Yeah.
Should be a good place to fly, huh?
Definitely. A lot of room.
Austin Butler, Polar Pro, thanks for coming in. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And as always, please leave your reviews, comments, and suggestions.